I'm going to talk about conscious breathing again. Partly because I think the breath is an excellent anchor in that we're always breathing. Whether we're awake or asleep, we're always breathing. It's there. It's constant. It's always there in the background. It never changes. It can get a little bit disturbed by events around us. Our breathing increases, for example, when we're anxious or afraid, and then it slows to a more natural pace when we're calm and relaxed. I've read and I've practiced many different types of breathing. Where you spend longer on the exhalation than the inhalation, square breathing, where the inhalation and exhalation are equal lengths and you visualize a square as you're doing the breathing. All these, I suppose they have a place in the training of attention, but actually the easiest and the best thing in my experience was just to follow the natural breathing process, not try and control it in any way, and just be a passive observer of the breathing. And the other reason I wanted to talk about breathing again is reinforcement. It is held in such high regard in a lot of the traditions, the ancient traditions, in the Vedic tradition of Hinduism. The breath is considered to be the link between the body and the soul. Even modern-day mindfulness teachers use the breath in the teaching of meditation, and you don't need an app, although apps are very helpful. They provide the motivation. You don't need to pay or see a meditation teacher, watch YouTube or Facebook in that. If you give your full attention to your breath, that is a meditation. If you remember to do it regularly, then you're making it a habit. And you're destabilizing the previous bad habit of your thoughts going unchecked. Because by consciously breathing, you put a stop to that. And the thoughts never return with the same momentum. You do vary from one day to the next, and the changes, as I've previously mentioned, are imperceptible. But over time, you will be able to rein in your thoughts, and you will see that your thoughts are all that really veil you from the peace and happiness that really lie there at your core. The fulfillment of any wish or any desire, should I say, is really just a return to that natural state. When we want something, for example, a new computer, it sets up, I'm going to use the term again, a resistance, a background vibration of I want, I want. And this often guides a lot of our thinking processes. And then when we get the computer, we feel happy. But it's important to recognize that the happiness doesn't come from the computer Happiness isn't a property of the computer. The happiness comes from within. And the happiness is as a result of that resistance, that wanting being satisfied. It's that return to the natural state where thinking and wanting stop. Unfortunately, we all know this, shortly after we get what we want, a desire for another thing arises, and this is the way that we operate as human beings. But it is important to recognize this, that happiness is not a property of anything external. It's not a property of jewelry or of food or of people, relationships, of experiences. Peace and happiness are generated within. And it is our thinking mind that takes us away from that. So by returning to conscious breathing, we are stopping reducing the momentum of the thoughts at that present moment, and for subsequent thoughts when they do arise. The conditioning, the power that our thoughts have got now, have taken many years to become this well conditioned, that it's autonomous, it recruits body sensations to make it even more powerful. This, it's something that is ongoing. It's something that started as soon as we learned to speak. So it's not something that's going to change overnight. The benefits that are of stopping and breathing consciously are there, immediately available, but there are greater benefits to stopping the train of thoughts. And the breath is an excellent anchor. So just over the next few minutes, I just want you to sit quietly and just be aware of the environment around you. Feel the points of contact in your body and against the floor or the chair. Just follow your natural breathing pattern. In through the nose. And out through the mouth. Don't try to change the breathing. Just observe it passively. If you find thoughts arising, just go back to the breathing. Feel the breath against your throat. See how it makes your chest expand and then fall. How it makes your abdomen tense up like a balloon and then relax. Thoughts will arise. That's natural. Don't give them your attention. Rest your attention on your breathing. You just need to remember to return to your breathing throughout the day. Set a timer so you remember. Otherwise, your thoughts will continue unchecked, can continue unchecked over the day. This is about taking back control. Your thoughts are like wild horses. There's no need to try to get rid of the thoughts. You can't get rid of thoughts. They will always arise. But you can choose where to rest your attention. Whatever you're doing today, wherever you are, your breath is there. Your anchor. I want you to bring your attention and awareness back to the present moment, where you are in your room, and just recognize this peace that you feel now that wasn't there before. This peace isn't a property of my words or of meditation, but this is your inner peace. It's just slightly less veiled, but by repeating this process again and again, it will be less and less veiled. until it permeates every experience. It's actually in the background of all experience. You just need to recognize it. Our thoughts are so dense, they're so thick. So thank you very much for watching today, and I'll see you tomorrow.